Angels looking for a split of their two-game set in Washington. Cole Calhoun and company trying to stay hot in that AL wildcard race, but Ricky Nolasco issues in the first.
Runner at third, two out. Nolasco comes set. Here's the pitch to Zim. Swinging a long drive. Deep left center field. Way back. Going, going, and gone. Goodbye. Up into the tables of the Budweiser Brewhouse in left center field. Over the red seats. A two-run homer for the Z-Man. Bang. Zoom goes Ryan Zimmerman with home run number 28. RBIs 84 and 85. And the Nationals with their 176th round tripper of the year take the lead here at the bottom of the first inning. It's Washington 2, Los Angeles nothing. Roark into the wild, and the pitch swung on. Valbuena hits into the air to deep center. Taylor going back, way back of the warning track. At the wall, he leaps. He can't get it. It's gone. Goodbye. Just clears the wall to the right of dead center field. And Luis Valbuena, who hit one to the base of the wall in left center for the double to the second. It is hit his 13th home run of the year, RBI number 39. And cuts the Nationals' lead in half here at the top of the fifth inning now. It's the Nationals 2 and the Angels 1.
The pitch. Swinging a long drive to right field. Defoe or Kendrick going back, beg your pardon, looking up at the wall, and it is long gone. Into the second deck and out. Cole Calhoun with home run number 14. On a 2-0 pitch, and the Angels have their first lead in the series. It's 3-2. Roark's 1-0. Is hit in the air to left center field. Taylor giving chase, angling deep out there. He dives, and he caught it! Taylor with a headlong diving catch in the gap robs Gratterall of extra bases. He went soaring through the air to make a spectacular leaping play to end the top of the seventh inning.
And the 3-2 on the way, swinging a ground ball toward the middle. Coward has it. He throws off balance to first to Crone, and the game is over.
The Angels hang on for the 3-2 win. They split the quick two-game set. Ricky Nolasco settles down after giving up two in the first. He goes 5 2/3 innings. He left the game with cramping in his calves in the sixth. For the Nats, Ryan Zimmerman hit his 28th home run of the season. Wilmer Defoe extended his hitting streak to 11 games. Prior to the game, the Nationals placed Brian Goodwin on the 10-day disabled list with a left groin strain and selected the contract of outfielder Alejandro Deaza from AAA Syracuse. Manager Dusty Baker also talked about the loss afterwards.
He threw the ball great today, except for the two homers by left-hand hitters. You know, I'm sure that he'd probably want those fastballs back on the location, but he threw the ball great. He had a good breaking ball. you know, we threatened a couple times early to pad the lead, and, you know, Ricky Nolasco had a good breaking ball today, a real good breaking ball. I mean, that was what he's known for, and he mixed in, you know, some fastballs and changeup, but he had a real good breaking ball today.
Given all you guys went through on this homestand, rain and Bryce,
yeah.
You took them out 6-3. How do you kind of look at how it went?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it went well, but you tend to remember your last game. So 7-2 sounds better than 6-3, but, I mean, we'll take 6-3. So now it's time to go back on the road and hopefully play as well as we have all year on the road. And, you know, it was tough, you know, to lose that one, especially, you know, the way Tanner was dealing. Yeah, it did. I mean, that was a heads-up play. And he saw the ball rolling, and he took off, but the ball, the grass is thick, all the rain and stuff we've had, and the ball stopped. It had the ball kept rolling, just even another foot or 6 inches, he'd have been in there. I mean, that was an outstanding read. You know, a great effort, but like you said, he threw the ball, you know, right on the, you know, right on his head. If the ball was high, low, or wide, or anything, then you know, he'd have been safe with Anthony Rendon coming up next. So, yeah, that was a heads up play by the second baseman. Well, yeah, I mean, the rotation is coming around the way you want it to. And Tanner's throwing the ball great. And you know, Jackson's, you know, throwing the ball well, too. So, like I said,
you know, to have winning streaks, you got to have one or two times around with your outstanding pitching. And most of the time, if you, you know, give up three runs against our offense, it's not going to be enough. But, you know, today it held up. But if, you know, we keep getting that kind of pitching, then we're, you know, all of us know that we're just due for a hot streak that we haven't had all year long. We've played steady baseball, but I haven't had that extended, you know, winning streak.
What did you think of Taylor's catch?
Oh, that was awesome. I mean, that was the second. David Lopes looked at me, and I looked at him, and, you know, you hear about a guy out running the ball, which is very tough to do, but Michael, he's done that twice this week. And so it just shows you what kind of, you know, outfielder he is, what kind of jumps he gets, what kind of closing speed that he has in center field. And, you know, Michael's, you know, he's playing great. As soon as he gets his timing, then he'll be wide open.
What type of scare did he give you when it looked like he fell that ball off his face?
Well, look like he was saved by the glasses, actually. Most of the time you're going to be cut with glasses on. And so I don't know what kind of glass he's wearing, but it was shatterproof for sure. And so that's a great endorsement for whatever kind of glass he was wearing. So, yeah, that saved Michael.
Tanner Roark worked 7 innings, allowing 3 earned runs on 4 hits. He struck out 3 and took the loss and spoke about his performance.
Felt really good. Curveball was really working today. You know, I felt like all pitches were working well today.
You like the changeup you mix in a lot earlier. Is that something that's come along for you lately? Or?
Yeah, just trusting it more to against righties. You know, when they get into a fastball count or, you know, whenever me and Lobe or me and Weeders are on the same page with that. I mean, it's a good pitch to throw, especially the guys that are geared up for the fastball.
What did you think of Michael A. Taylor's catch there?
Oh, that was awesome. You saw my reaction. Yeah, it was a hell of a catch. Same with Murph's play in the first. It was a really good play. So, you know, good defense today, good ball game. We just couldn't come out on top.
Tanner, most of the time, the pitching staff gives up 3 runs, this offense is going to come through with enough to win. Do you feel like over time, you guys have had so many injuries that guys just can't come through every single night, that there's going to be days where it just doesn't work?
Yeah, it's, you know, we've our schedule so far has been grueling, and then we have a super hot day, humidity is out there, so, you know, it's a long season. You know, guys are out here grinding and you know, working hard to, you know, stay healthy and get back at it. So, you know, just one of those games where it turns out to be a pitcher's duel, and, you know, we ended up on the bottom of that. But, you know, we got a big road trip coming up, so go after that.
Was the location on those 2 home runs?
Yeah, definitely. Trying to go down and away, two-seamer to, well, both of them, and just didn't get down enough and just stayed up in the zone.
Up next, the Nationals head west to begin a 4-game series with the Padres in San Diego on Thursday. Edwin Jackson gets the start in the series opener.